The greatest of empires is the empire over one's self. Publilius Cyrus. A note to the listener. Better Than Before tackles the question, how do we change? One answer, by using habits. Habits are the invisible architecture of daily life. We repeat about 40% of our behavior almost daily, so our habits shape our existence and our future. If we change our habits, we change our lives. But that observation just raises another question. Okay, then, how do we change our habits? That's what this book seeks to answer. But while Better Than Before explores how to change your habits, it won't tell you what particular habits to form. It won't tell you to exercise first thing in the morning, or to eat dessert twice a week, or to clear out your office. Well, actually, there is one area where I do say what habit I think is best, but only one. The fact is, no one-size-fits-all solution exists. It's easy to dream that if we copy the habits of productive, creative people, we'll win similar success. But we each must cultivate the habits that work for us. Some people do better when they start small. Others when they start big. Some people need to be held accountable. Some defy accountability. Some thrive when they give themselves an occasional break from their good habits. Others when they never break the chain. No wonder habit formation is so hard. The most important thing is to know ourselves and to choose the strategies that work for us. Before you begin, identify a few habits that you'd like to adopt or changes you'd like to make. Then, as you read, consider what steps you want to try. You may even want to note today's date so you'll remember when you began the process of change. To help you shape your habits, I regularly post suggestions on my blog, and I've also created many resources to help you make your life better than before. But I hope that the most compelling inspiration is the book you're listening to. I see habits through the lens of my own experience, so this account is colored by my particular personality and interests. Well, you might think, if everyone forms habits differently, why should I bother to read a book about what someone else did? During my study of habits and happiness, I've noticed something surprising. I often learn more from one person's idiosyncratic experiences than I do from scientific studies or philosophical treatises. For this reason, Better Than Before is packed with individual examples of habit changes. You may not be tempted by Nutella, or travel too much for work, or struggle to keep a gratitude journal, but we can all learn from each other. It's simple to change habits, but it's not easy. I hope that listening to Better Than Before will encourage you to harness the power of habits to make change in your own life. Whenever you listen to this, and wherever you are, you're in the right place to begin. Decide not to decide. Introduction. It is a profoundly erroneous truism that we should cultivate the habit of thinking of what we are doing. The precise opposite is the case. Civilization advances by extending the number of operations we can perform without thinking about them. Alfred North Whitehead, An Introduction to Mathematics. For as long as I can remember, one of my favorite features in any book, magazine, play, or TV show has been the before and after. Whenever I read those words, I'm hooked. The thought of a transformation, any kind of transformation, thrills me. Whether the change is as important as quitting smoking or as trivial as reorganizing a desk, I love to read about how and why someone made that change. Before and after caught my imagination, and it also provoked my curiosity. Sometimes people can make dramatic changes, but more often, they can't. Why or why not? As a writer, my great interest is human nature, and in particular, the subject of happiness. A few years ago, I noticed a pattern. When people told me about a before and after change they made that boosted their happiness, they often pointed to the formation of a crucial habit. And when they were unhappy about a change they'd failed